Who's to blame for capital creep? That issue was hotly debated yesterday at a Juneau Chamber of Commerce luncheon that was supposed to focus on the upcoming legislative session. But talk turned to finger-pointing over the large number of jobs relocated out of the capital city during the Palin administration. Governor Palin says state workers should be where they can best serve the public. KTOO's Rosemary Alexander has more.
Since Governor Sarah Palin took office, some 200 state jobs have been transferred out of the capital city. Greg O'Clery, labor commissioner during the Murkowski administration, pointed the finger of blame yesterday at Juneau legislators at the Juneau Chamber of Commerce luncheon.
Where the hell were you people? This patty cake with this governor's gone along too long.
He said Juneau legislators have failed the town by allowing Governor Palin to transfer positions to Anchorage or Fairbanks. The administration has adopted a policy that a job will be moved if it has difficulty filling the position in the capital. Legislators, however, have not been standing idly by. Representatives Beth Kurtula, Andrea Dahl, and Senator Kim Elton have been blowing the whistle for some time now.
I'm the one that has identified the 200 jobs that left. I'm the one that has told this community, the Chamber, the Alaska Committee, the realtors, that we've lost $6 million in payroll a month.
The Juneau delegation, all Democrats, has asked the administration to alert them when jobs are to be moved. Instead, they hear from constituents after the fact. Kurtula says she continuously complains about jobs going north.
You know, if I could have thrown myself over her, I would have done it. This governor has been a disaster for keeping jobs in Juneau. And I'm sorry, Greg, but Sarah's not listening to me and she's not listening to anybody that I can tell from Juneau.
Dahl lost her House seat in the November election to Republican Kathy Munoz, who will be sworn in on Tuesday as the representative for House District 4. Munoz says she'll have a better relationship with Governor Palin because she's a Republican. Palin is the only Alaska governor who has not lived in the capital city, and it's common knowledge her husband Todd asked the House Speaker to support legislation to move the capital. Juneau has battled the issue for years, and previous governors, including Democrat Tony Knowles, allowed commissioners to live outside the capital. But Palin has taken that to a whole new level, Elton says.
When we have a governor who has just been revealed in email messages sent in March of 2007 that has told her people that she doesn't want to be in Juneau, she wants to govern from Anchorage, where most of the people live. If you think for a minute that this is the fault of the legislative delegation, you are pointing your finger at the wrong person.
Elton says the only hammer lawmakers have is persuasion and budget cuts. But he told chamber members the administration isn't listening to legislators and reduced state budgets only hurt Alaskans. Chamber President Chuck Collins raised a clenched fist to the audience so as not to point fingers at anyone. He told members that Kurtula and Elton were speaking the truth and laying the blame won't solve Juneau's problem.
I happen to know what the emails say. I happen to know what the governor is doing, and in some odd way, she probably justifies what she's doing because of population balance. I don't know. The damn capital is in Juneau. It's going to stay here if we have anything to do about it, and I know every one of you feels the same way I do. But if we fight amongst ourselves, and I'm not pointing a finger at anybody, I'll just do this. If we fight amongst ourselves, it will not get better. It'll get worse.
Comparing the number of jobs statewide to those in the capital city, Governor Palin says Juneau shouldn't panic.
200 jobs out of 24,000, if that's accurate, I don't think that's something to panic over, that kind of capital creep. I think it's important that our staff members, whether they be in Fairbanks or in rural Alaska or in Anchorage, that they are where the people whom they are serving need them to be. And if we thought that they would solely serve best in Juneau, we would have them in Juneau. I don't have a problem with staff being throughout the state if that's where they're going to best serve.
The actual number of full, part-time, and seasonal state workers across Alaska is about 17,000, according to payroll manager Mark Minthorn. About 3,360 of them are in the capital city of Juneau. In Juneau, I'm Rosemarie Alexander.